flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Are you staying in Orlando for the weekend, Crowder, or are you coming back?
No, I'm coming back.
Yeah,
I'm not.
For the flag football game?
I'm going to stay and watch grown men play flag football.
Hey, you never know. You're up in Orlando. What do they got? Some theme parks and stuff up there.
My kids aren't here. I'm going to be
Disney World alone. You should 100% go to Epcot and walk around alone.
Yeah, the 41-year-old creeper that gets arrested because why is he sitting next to my daughter on Small World?
That was like
World.
You when we were in Tuscaloosa and you were at the Dave & Buster's trying to bully some kid out of the game.
I opened up the curtain of Jurassic Park and the little girl saw me and screamed, "No!" And I was like, "No what?" I just wanted to shoot some dinosaurs, ma'am.
Let me give you a little road to a repeat. That's sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Hopefully, you will be out there mañana. Panthers host Connor Bedard and the Blackhawks tomorrow. That is a 1 p.m. puck drop at the Amerant Bank Arena. As I mentioned earlier, you can hear the game here on 560 QAM, be televised nationally on ABC. Then they host the New York Islanders Sunday at the arena. That's a 6 p.m. puck drop. And then the Panthers will hit the road for a quick 2-game road trip next week. They play in Washington on Tuesday and St. Louis on Thursday. Said earlier, before you were able to join us from Orlando, there seems to be a diminishing market for Jimmy Butler. And I'm starting to get a little more concerned that nobody really wants him. Let me read you a couple of tweets from Barry Jackson. In fact, let's make this 15 minutes of heat. It's sponsored by Hollywood Kia. The big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia, plus they'll double your online down payment up to $3,000. Check it out online at hollywoodkia.com. I was reading this earlier, and I start to get a little more concerned about what's going on, because usually you start to hear teams jockeying for so-and-so. Looking for the tweets from Barry Jackson. Dee-dee-dee. Let's see. Barry Jackson says, as my pal and colleague Anthony Chang said, as of midway through this week, only Phoenix had made a firm offer for Jimmy Butler. You can't say trade him if there's no offers. Mm-hmm. The Warriors have inquired. The Pelicans' initial discussion went nowhere. Heat hopes something surfaces by next Thursday, which is the trade deadline. Barry Jackson follows that tweet up with, the Heat wants to trade him, and they will make every effort to. But the world will not end if they can't. He will either come off their books this summer, or they will have more options to trade him in July if he opts in or if he opts out, and the Heat help facilitate a sign-and-trade. There's another tweet from Barry Jackson regarding the Phoenix Suns. Many of you know this, but the only player the Suns can offer in a two-way deal for Heat is Bradley Beal, and that's a non-starter for Miami. The Suns cannot aggregate players, offer 5-to-1 players, for example, because they're a second-apron team. Durant, for Butler and Jay Rich, works within the cap, but the Suns obviously would not consider that. So the Heat, if they were to just say, hey, we got to get rid of Jimmy Butler, this is more headache than it's worth, and the only viable offer is Bradley Beal and a bunch of draft picks, there are people reading the tweets, there are people saying, just do it. Just take Beal and get all those draft picks. The problem is, if you take on Bradley Beal, you take on that massive contract, and he's got the no-trade clause. Mm-hmm. So you are really hamstrung. You're more hamstrung by Bradley Beal, even if you're getting those draft picks, than you are by Jimmy Butler, who doesn't have a no-trade clause. So I don't think there's any scenario, as much as the Heat want to get rid of Jimmy, I don't think there is any scenario where they take on Bradley Beal's contract. It doesn't make any sense.
No, and all the stuff we've talked about, having that the books open for 2026.
Flexibility now we have to for reload. 2026.
Yeah, it's like we need that flexibility. And also, I don't know if Jimmy's looking at it this way, but there's that realization. It was somebody else.
I know who it was. It was a running back.
It's like you learn that you're Jimmy Butler.
Dude came down here. He ended up signing with the Jets. I can't think. It's a local guy.
Dalvin Cook.
Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, like you learn through the market. And honestly, it's a free market. There are 30 teams or 29 other teams that could want you and figure it out. And you learn that the only team that wants you is the team that their best player wants to play with you. Jimmy Butler has to come to that realization. But he did. With what he's doing, he really messed over the Heat. Jimmy's really messing over the Heat right now with how he's acting and how he's playing, because he's forcing his way out, which players can do. But you're Jimmy Butler. I said it. You're not LeBron. You're not Wade. You're not Shaq. You're Jimmy Butler.
Well, he's finding that out right now, because it doesn't matter the situation for any of those superstars. Like, there'd be markets. There just doesn't seem to be a market.
It's like the two final appearances, and we've talked about in the past where Jimmy overachieved. We never said LeBron and Wade overachieved because they're LeBron and Wade. Jimmy did overachieve because Jimmy Butler's not a guy to carry you to a championship like that. He had a hell of a run. You're Jimmy Butler still.
Barry Jackson tweets also, Shams Charania reiterates today that the Suns and Warriors are the likely landing spots for Butler. But the Warriors need to make a formal offer, and the Suns must find a team willing to take Bradley Beal, and Bradley Beal has to waive his no-trade clause for that particular team. So they've got to find a team, the Suns, that are willing to take on that albatross of a contract. And in addition, Bradley Beal has to agree to want to go to that team. So as Barry Jackson says, it's a really narrow market. And then one other tweet. As I mentioned earlier, Mark Stein reported that the New Orleans Pelicans have emerged as a suitor, and I would love for somehow Zion to end up down here. Barry Jackson says, with Mark Stein and Jay Jake Fisher reporting the Pelicans' inquiry on Butler. The funny thing is both sides could make a case for draft compensation. Ingram and Herb Jones, excellent defender who's shooting just 31% on threes, would hypothetically work cap-wise, but not ideal roster fit with the Heat now starting Khalil Ware and Bam. Ingram would be a rental. The more you look through it and the more you read all this stuff, you're like, now, could things change next week when the trade deadline gets closer and teams start going, hey, do we need to make a run or should we take a flyer on him? Things could absolutely change. This stuff changes at warp speed, right? We know it. It's like there's no interest. All of a sudden, there's a 6-team trade and everybody gets what they wanted. So that can easily happen. But I'm telling you, as we sit here right now on Friday, it's 4:13, there just doesn't seem to be a market for Jimmy Butler.
And I just looked it up. This year, Bradley Beal's making $50.2 million. No trade clause means whatever team picks him up has to pay out the next 2 years of his 5-year deal, 53.6 and 57.2. They owe him $112 million over the next 2 seasons, and he has all the balls in his court with that
right.
deal.
Because, again, teams will take on bad contracts knowing that they can move it. They always are able to move a contract. But not with Bradley Beal because he's got a no trade clause. So you have to say to yourself, I'm willing to take on Bradley Beal right now for $150 million the next 3 seasons or 2.25 seasons, whatever we're at. And we're not going to be able to move him. And by the way, in addition to that, whichever team says, yeah, we're willing to do that, Bradley Beal also has to sign off on it.
Yeah, so he's not going to Brooklyn or
it's
Detroit.
Really difficult to move him if you're Phoenix. It's real, and they're trying to make it uncomfortable on him, but it's really difficult. There's a reason he's got that no trade clause.
Oh, y'all don't like me? Well, just shoot me this 150 for the next 3 years. I'll sit over here and help the young guys.
Listen, if you're able to negotiate a no trade clause, I mean, God bless you, because it takes all the power from the organization and puts it in your hands. But that's why very few players ever get one. How Bradley Beal got one is beyond me.
I tried to hit Odyssey with that. I don't
know. Me too. Let's get headlines here with Dan Day. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Former Dolphins linebacker coach, who's actually a coach with the Green Bay Packers last year, Anthony Campanile, he is the new defensive coordinator for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, he was a breakout star on Hard Knocks.
Tyler Hero has been named to the NBA All-Star Eastern Conference Reserves All-Star Weekend, February 14th through 16th in San Francisco. Crowder, are you going to be there?
No, that's Ava's birthday weekend. We're going putt golfing, putt shack.
Up in Del Rey?
No, there's one in the city center.
Oh, down in Miami. What I'm thinking in Del Rey, there's Pop Stroke, which is Tiger Woods' place.
Tiger's place is nice. I've been to Pop Stroke. I think in Houston somewhere, but it's outside. This place, Putt Shack's inside.
Interesting.
What's going on here?
What, you never been to Pop Stroke?
I've been to it, but I didn't play putt-putt golf.
that was a different Pop Stroke, Dan.
I'm getting my places confused. I was about to say, you don't bring your kids to a place like that. Come on, man. Okay.
Hey, Ava, come on. That's delicious.
Why are you calling her Ava, too, is another thing.
That's my daughter's name.
Oh, Ava. Okay, I thought you were saying your wife. Asia, Ava. It's Friday,
Dan,
man.
Really is it? You think he's taking his wife miniature golfing?
I was about to say, how romantic. You're a hopeless romantic right there. Hey, baby, it's your birthday. Let's go to Pop Stroke. Putt Shack.
As well.
You want a hot dog?
It's going to be some Pop Stroke on Valentine's Day.
The all-star appearance right there. All-star weekend. Ooh, man, I don't even know where to go from that. Okay, Natalia Marshall. She hit a two clutch threes to lead the Miami Hurricanes women's team past Virginia 77-74 last night. Haley Cavender added 22 and 10. Next up, 20th ranked Georgia Tech Sunday at 2. The men, they take on Notre Dame tomorrow at 8 in the evening.
Speaking of Ava, she met Hannah Cavender, right? Was it Hannah or Haley?
Yeah, I think it was Haley. Whoever dropped 32 in that game. Yeah. The good sister. One of them's garbage. One of them can play.
I wasn't going to go there, but okay.
Yeah.
Oh, they had the East-West Shrine Bowl last night. Tomorrow at 2:30, we have the Senior Bowl, which will feature Xavier Restrepo, Elijah Arroyo, and some of the other Hurricanes. That's in Mobile, Alabama at 2:30.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Lionel Messi has made it known to his family and even David Beckham that he plans to finish his career at FC Barcelona. Of course, he is still signed to Inter Miami through the year.
All right. Very good.
Didn't he get a portion of the team?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he'll be associated with Inter Miami, I think, for as long as they exist.
That was a hell of a deal. What was it, 3 years?
Two and a half.
2.5 years, and he gets a piece of the team? Yeah, man, that was extremely smart.
Man can do it all. Cam Ward has signed a deal with New Era. The sports apparel company has released a collection with the former Miami quarterback in preparation for the 2025 NFL Scouting Combine.
That's
all
cool.
Right.
Have you seen those videos? Cool. You know Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward are working out together pre-draft.
They podcasts together and stuff. Like they're super tight.
And they just sit and talk trash to each other the whole time. It's a video now. Cam's like, man, that throw garbage. And he's like, man, you ain't gonna do no better. Like, I love watching them two argue. They're the number two pick in the draft.
Strikes me that they're both gonna be really successful in the NFL because they're ready to zing it.
Yeah.
On to weather from the Nesbitt and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It is in the mid-70s here in South Florida, partly cloudy with low chances of rain, and that should carry on through the weekend.
All right, we're going to celebrate February. February, of course, starts tomorrow. We're going to celebrate that in the next segment, have a little fun on this Football Friday, even though there's no real football coming up this weekend.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Is milk liquid cow?
Hawk and Crowder.
Now, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, this, of course, famous song, but most people know it as the beginning to the Wonder Years. Joe Cocker.
Yeah.
But this is the beginning to the Wonder Years. Wonder Years debuted on this day in 1988.
Now, this is in a bunch of war movies.
You know what else premiered on this day? In 2012, Key and Peele. And I hold that up as one of the greatest sketch comedy shows in history. Now that I'm thinking about it, what would it be? It would be Saturday Night Live. Chappelle Show.
I was going to say Chappelle Show got to be way up there, Hawk.
Key & Peele. Well, I'm just doing four, no particular order, just Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Key & Peele, and probably In Living Color.
Mm-hmm.
I'll co-sign.
Because there are people that would say SCTV. You talk people in the 70s, Second City TV, SCTV, Mad TV with Frank Caliendo was popular for a minute.
Yeah.
Was Bosom Buddies a sketch show?
No, that was a sitcom. Where'd you come up with that?
I don't know that search engine.
It was Tom Hanks.
It's Tom Hanks, yeah.
Oh, really? I've never heard of it.
I've only watched it like once. I was a kid. It was before my time, but for some reason I thought it was a sketch show.
No, that was a sitcom.
Oh.
You have to think about it. Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live is by far by number one. It's been for decades, yeah.
50 years.
Chappelle Show. I just think Key and Peele gets slept on a little bit, and I think it is so freaking funny.
Was it long enough? How many? What'd they have? A couple seasons?
I feel like it was three or four seasons.
Key and Peele's funny now.
Funny, man.
Did you see Keanu, the movie?
No. Hey, I did
you
not.
You should watch it. You'll enjoy. If you enjoy Key and Peele, you'll enjoy Keanu.
Because it's kind of. I've seen clips from it.
Yeah. It's the same. It's just them riffing off each other. But yeah, they're like well-educated black dudes, but they have to act hood. And it's just the funniest thing in the world.
Yeah, they're funny.
It's five seasons, by the way, of Key and Peele.
Five seasons. Yeah. So it had longevity.
Yeah. 53 episodes and one special.
Man.
Anywho. Wonder Years was a great show as well.
Never seen it.
Never saw Wonder Years?
No.
Winnie Cooper?
Wasn't. Winnie?
No, that wasn't in my realm.
Oh, man. That's a great show. They did remake it, though.
Yeah.
Didn't they remake it with all black people?
That is correct.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
Is it called Black Wonder Years? What was the name?
Blunder Years.
Give me a name, I might check it out, but just Black Wonder Years. I don't know if that's
what it was called. I just think it was a reboot called The Wonder Years.
The most charming thing about it is him talking, the inner monologue. I didn't know it at the time, but
it's
really
great. The show was great. Yeah. The show was great.
The new Wonder Years lasted two seasons only.
Was it just called The Wonder Years, though?
Yeah, called The Wonder Years.
In 1988. Yeah, I was five.
Yeah, probably missed out on that.
Yeah, I wouldn't watch that. I was still getting people get slimed on Nickelodeon at five.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah. Let's play if ours was a sketch show, which many times it is, it's just unknowingly a sketch show. We don't know that we're in a sketch until it's over. Like earlier today when Jimmy maybe have run a marathon, maybe not, he doesn't know. The funny thing was I could have answered, Jimmy, that you've never run a marathon. Like, how did you not know that you hadn't run a marathon? I knew, even when I asked you that you hadn't run a marathon. Regardless. So,
Jimmy's a people pleaser. He didn't want to upset
you. He really
you.
Is. Yeah. But it doesn't please anyone for him to say that he ran a marathon.
I didn't say he's a good people pleaser. I just said he's a people pleaser.
So tomorrow is February 1st. And February is always a month that we celebrate on this show because of Solana. You know, I know you've heard it before, but we enjoy it. It's the perfect way on a Friday to get some laughs. This is Solana filling in for Eric Falero as our executive producer. This is many years ago, and it's the end of the week, and he's been pretty unscathed throughout the week, but he's telling us a story about these new Miami Heat Vice jerseys. He can't properly say the month February. And we jump all over him, probably because we had been easy on him all week and we were just waiting for something.
I was just going to say, as Solana not being here, I know what he says every time we play this. And to let everybody know, he's in Gatlinburg with a big group of grown men, which is weird already. So, but he always says he saw us kill Falero for years, and now he's filling in. He got through 4 days and 3 hours. He was in the last straight. He was in the bottom of the ninth on the show, and then this comes up.
And we smell blood in the water, and we had gone easy all week, and so we probably unfairly ganged up on him, but he just didn't really didn't seem to be able to pronounce February correctly.
Still can't.
Here's how it sounded on the air.
So he tweeted, no team has marketed a jersey harder than the Miami Heat have marketed their Vice jerseys, and it paid off. Last year's City Edition outsold all other City Edition jerseys in the NBA combined.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. That's amazing. Last year, Dwayne Wade wasn't even part of the team last year. He came in like they were already in the Vice unis last year, right? Because Dwayne Wade, that his first game back, I think he was wearing one of those.
Right. They had already debuted the white ones. And then Dwayne Wade, obviously right before the trade deadline, came to Miami. And that's when they brought out that whole new wave of Wade jerseys, which you had to wait like 5 months.
Yeah, that's right. That's how many orders they had for those things.
I ordered one in February and didn't get it until...
What month?
What month was it?
February.
Huh? What?
February.
Which Hold one on, is
I gotta,
that one?
I got to spell it out, Turb. How do you pronounce it?
February. Oh, you're talking about the month after January?
February.
He said it again.
I thought you were joking. You don't know how to say February.
February?
You don't know how to say February.
Saying you're right. February.
It keeps getting more wrong.
February.
February.
What's so funny? I don't know.
Do both your ears work?
Well, a lot of people say February, which is really wrong.
You mean February?
February.
Oh, I thought it was stick.
February.
Yeah, I ordered it in February.
Is that hard for people? I didn't know that was a hard word to say.
February. What? Well, no wonder you didn't get the jersey for a while. You ordered it in February.
Oh, boy. Oh,
that's funny. You know
that.
What? One of the texts that comes in and goes, say it in Spanish, Eric. That's how ridiculous you sounded? They think you're Falero.
Febrero.
February.
Oh, boy, I wasn't expecting that one.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
I don't even know where to go with that. Hey, just for fun, recite the 12 months for me. Just for fun. I want to hear you say them.
January. I'll skip that one.
No, give it to me again.
Okay, January. February.
He's trying to put the R in there, but he's putting in the wrong spot. It's not February.
March. April.
These are what texters are saying. Almost peed my pants. I keep hearing February. February LMAO. This February bleep has me crying. Go ahead. What comes after April?
Mayor. June, July, August, September.
All right.
October, November, December. I don't get why you guys are laughing. It's February.
February. I ordered this jersey in February and I didn't get my jersey for 8 months. It was already October. You order something in February, you expect to get it in February, maybe March. I didn't get it to Octoberberry.
I didn't know that was a tough word. Man, you surprised me.
It's funny. It's like Mushmouth on the Fat Albert cartoon. I wanted to do jersey in February. Imagine my surprise when Octoberberry rolled around.
Fat Albert and them were nice. They would let him get away with it.
Right. They'd have slapped him on the back. Man.
I got a daddy. It is Sammy Baby.
Oh, my God. That was delightful.
Boy, you tickled me.
That was delightful.
Yeah, we get that. Get that out of here. I'll work with you, boy. I'll work with you. I'll
help you out.
I'm good.
It'd be like, we can talk this weekend. We'll work through it. It'd be
like, what's that movie? They have to teach proper English to the you know, the housekeeper. It's a British movie where they have to teach the Queen's English.
Spanglish.
What? No, not Spanglish.
What?
The Drew Barrymore movie? Is that what you're thinking of?
No, that's
no,
Adam
My
Sandler.
My Fair Lady. My Fair Lady. Isn't that the premise of My Fair Lady? They try to turn a street person into a, you know, a woman that speaks the Queen's English.
Trading Places? That was Eddie Murphy.
Exactly the same thing.
What it was in Eddie
exactly
Murphy?
Exactly the same thing. I was just set in London. But this dude, we'll work on it with him. Because if he orders something in February, it's crazy that he wouldn't get it till October, Burberry. Burberry.
February.
Somebody texts in, I've lost composure. I dropped my beer laughing so hard.
Oh, boy.
Very unprofessional of me to be listening to this at work. This is a great text. He nailed March.
You did that.
All right. You guys get paid to be there?
Man, I've been getting that for years. Yes. And I'm happy too.
There you go. A little flashback into the archives. That one always delivers, and that's our celebration of the beginning of February, which starts tomorrow. And I always enjoy the text. I'm looking at the text line right now. This is the best, just like I heard it yesterday. LMAO, the best show. Somebody else texts in, I heard that live then and just now. God, I needed this on a Friday. Somebody else texts in, I text this every time, but the line, do both of your ears work, is still the best line ever. Just text after text. It really is one of my favorites because we were jackals there. We smelled blood and we just jumped on him. All right, there you go. February starts tomorrow. Big month on this program.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm thinking about downloading this TikTok.
Hawk and Crowder.